Hello guys, and welcome back to K-pop Talk. I know it's been about a month now since my last podcast episode, and I'm really, really, really sorry about that. I actually did make an episode, and it was 30 minutes long, and I really liked it, but a couple minutes before I stopped it, my Wi-Fi went out, and it deleted everything. So I was really mad about that. So you guys would have gotten to hear one of my episodes earlier, but because I deleted, it took a while for me to have enough time to do another one. So in my last episode, I told you guys I would do this one on Stray Kids, and I am going to get on that, I promise, but this episode will not be on that because I just haven't had enough time to prepare. And I know it's been a month, but I still just haven't had enough time to prepare and do all the research that I need to, so that I will be giving you guys all correct information. But I really, really, really want to do a Stray Kids episode, and I will get to that sometime. Also, I don't know how the audio will be on this podcast because I'm having to use my brother's old computer because my computer broke, so I won't be able to use that anymore until I buy myself a new one. So it's either gonna be really good audio or really terrible, but I hope it's okay. So this podcast episode, because I won't be doing it on Stray Kids, it'll just be about any random artist that I have been listening to lately. And so yeah, and any music videos or just songs in general that I have been listening to, that's what this episode will be about. So first of all, if you are a K-pop fan, you probably know that Blackpink released their new album called The Album. It has 8 songs on it, and it's actually pretty good. I really like their last song, You Never Know. It's a really good song. And it has a really good meaning behind it. And it's just really, really good. So, yes. And also, BTS released a song with Jason Derulo. And it is a great song. Like, I really love it. It's called Savage Love. A BTS remix. So it has Jason Derulo, Jungkook, Suga, and J-Hope in it. So if you guys are into BTS, I think y'all will really like that song. It's really good. I really like it. And like, I listened to it once and it's been stuck in my head for like a couple weeks now. So yeah. It came out on October 2nd, I think. But yes. I've also been listening to a lot of Jackson Wang songs. So I listened to some GOT7. And I knew Jackson Wang before I actually knew that he was in the K-pop group GOT7. But I also, like, I listened to a lot of his interviews, and I thought he was a really chill, funny guy and everything, but I did not know that he did solo work. I also did not know that he was in the same group as Bam Bam, which is another GOT7 member. So I actually just looked him up on Spotify one day, and I saw that he actually had some albums of his own, and I started listening to them, and they are really good. I listen to them a lot now. My favorite album by him is Mirrors. It's a really good album. And so all of Jackson Wang's songs are in English. He has one song that is not in English, and that's because it is a Chinese version, but it's called I Love You 3000, Chinese version. But besides that, it is all in English, so you guys will be able to understand what they're saying if you speak English, which is one thing I really like about artists like Jackson Wang and Eric Nam, because Eric Nam also does a lot of English songs because he was raised and I'm pretty sure born in America. So yeah, so I love it when artists, like also Stray Kids, they'll do a lot of English versions of their songs, and I think that's really great for a lot of international fans, like for them, us international fans, because it really shows us that they care, and that they're trying to make it to where we can understand what they're singing too, and I really, really like that. So yes, Jackson Wang, his music is great. Eric Nam, Blackpink, I like some of their songs. So actually, there is a new K-pop group that came out called WEI. It's spelled W-E-I. And I've actually been listening to their songs quite a bit. They made their first album. It's called First Sight. It has the songs Twilight, Timeless, Hug You, Fuse, and Dorimfa. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how to say that one. But Twilight is their debut song. And I saw it and I was like, oh, this group's really good. How long have they been out? And I saw that it was their debut song and I was like, wow, they're actually really good. So I've been listening to them quite a bit. And they are a good K-pop group. I haven't learned any of their names yet, but I really want to. And hopefully I will in the future. Stray Kids. In the last episode, which was a month ago, I told you that they had released, I think it was the day after they released their new album called In Life. I've been listening to this album so much, and I'm not going to tell you guys much about the album because, like I said, I do want to do an episode on the album and about the group in general. So I'm not going to say much about it, just that I'll tell you guys the songs on the album. There's the songs The Tortoise and the Hare, Be Me, Backdoor, Any, X, We Go by Bang Chen, Changbin, and Han, which are known as the Three Racha, Wow by Lino, Hyungjin, Felix, and My Universe by Seungmin, Ayan, and Changbin. What's featuring Changbin? So yes, those songs are all really amazing, and I've probably listened to the album probably like 20 times now. It's a great album. So it also, in the album, also has all of the same songs that Go Live has, which is another album that they released. It's another album that they released in 2020 as well. So yeah, it has double songs. So it has 17 songs on it in total, but 8 new songs. But they're all great songs and I love them. I was about to tell you guys which song was my favorite, but the thing is like, I'll listen to one, I'll be like, oh, this is my new favorite song, and then I'll listen to the next one, I was like, oh, this is my new favorite song, and I do that to every single song, because they're all really amazing, and I love their songs so much. Really gets me hyped, and I would listen to it every single time I clean my room, because like it actually keeps me motivated to do something and to move. So I really like their music, and that's all I'm gonna say about it, because I don't want to ruin too much about it, considering I am hoping to make a episode on it. So there's the rock band Day 6. They do their own instruments, and they're really good. But there's one member named Jay Hyung Park. And he has his, he does some solo songs, which they're really short. And you can only find it on YouTube. You cannot find it on Spotify, which I think is really sad. But his solo name is Eej, which is E-A-J, which is J spelled backwards. So if you search that up on YouTube, you can find his YouTube. And his songs are amazing. I love his songs. They are, like I said, amazing. And in them, even though they're only like a minute long, they really show off their voice, or he really shows off his voice in it. And it's just amazing. So he actually came out with a new song not too long ago called It Just Is. It came out 3 weeks ago. And yeah, my favorite song by him is probably Pac-Man. Because the high note he hits in that song was really, really unbelievable. And I thought that it was just amazing. And like I said, he really shows off his voice in all of the songs, and they're all equally amazing. So yeah, I think they're all great songs, and he is a very talented artist. He also plays the guitar in the group Day6, so I think that's also really great. So he is in the same entertainment as Stray Kids are, JYP Entertainment. So yeah, I'm trying to think. I've also been listening, which you guys probably already know that because I did do a episode on it. I've been listening to Dynamite a lot. It's such a great song, and I don't think I'll ever stop listening to it. Also have been listening to their song Stay Golden, and Your Eyes Tell. They're really great songs. And of course Savage Love, which I already mentioned. So Backdoor by Stray Kids is an amazing, amazing song. It's probably one of my favorite Stray Kids songs right now. It was 4 weeks ago is when it came out, and it has 65 million views, which is really, really good. Their other song that came out before Backdoor was God's Menu, and that has 130 million views. But that was 3 months ago. So they also came out with the music video for X, and the music for the video for Any, and I think that is all. Also on TikTok, they have a Backdoor challenge, which I've seen quite a bit lately. Yeah, and just for an update, BTS's Dynamite has 473 million, and it was a little less than it's been a month, maybe even a little over a month, but it has 473 million, which, guys, is crazy. So yes, when I talk about Stray Kids, I also will not be mentioning the artist Kim Woojin, which was in the group, because if you are into K-pop, then you probably have seen a lot of things about Kim Woojin. And if you guys want to do your own research on him, you guys feel free to do that. But I probably will not mention him. I will probably say that he did leave the group, and that's probably it. But yes, there's just been a lot of stuff about him lately, and I'm just not gonna get into it. So if you guys do want to do your own research on him, then you guys totally can. I'm trying to think of any other artists that I've been listening to lately. I've been listening to a lot. It's just when I go to talk about it, I forget all the groups that I've been listening to. I said Stray Kids and BTS and Day6, Eric Nam, Blackpink. Guys, I forgot like all the songs. I've been watching actually a lot of what's it called? Stray Kids, like their survival show, because they had a survival show to see if they would debut, and I've been watching a lot of it lately. So yeah. I think that's really it. I don't really know what else to talk about. So yes, I don't know when I will be doing my next video, and I'm not gonna say a certain date because I probably will not be able to stick to it. But yeah. Yeah, thank you guys so much for the support you guys have been giving me. I had a goal that I wanted to be at, and you guys really passed up that goal, and did like 10 times it. So I am really, really, really happy about that, and I hope you guys continue to support me and my videos and everything, or episodes. And yeah, I'm sorry that this is a really late video. I wanted it to be earlier, but like I said, my last podcast got deleted. And I had a lot more things to talk about in my last video, or episode. And I don't remember all of it, so it's not as long as the last episode I made was. And I'm really sorry about that. But, you know, sometimes I do like listening to kind of short podcasts. And this is what... this episode is going to be a pretty short podcast, but I still hope that you guys like it and continue to support me through everything. So yeah, goodbye guys, and yeah, that's it. Bye.